Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. And I welcome all of you. I'm so glad that you came to spend your morning with us and with each other. And if you are new to us today, from the very bottom of our hearts to yours, we're so glad that you joined us today. Welcome. And so we're going to begin our service today by reading our mission statement that's on the front of the bulletin. So I invite you to do that with me. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what we're up to here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity through the words that are spoken and through the talk that is given and the readings and the music and actually just being in the company of each other, where we see something deeper than what is just at the surface of this human life and these human beings. We are discovering and connecting with and stepping back into our own spiritual nature, recognizing that that one infinite presence that expresses itself in and through and around everything in this universe is innate to our beingness, that it is the very fabric of our own spirit. It is the very essence of that which we have been created out of and that which we come to this world as. And so what happens is, as we discover that presence and recognize that all of the qualities of the absolute one, the infinite one, reside within us, that then we have access to those qualities, be it peace or love or the truth of our own wholeness or our own authentic power or even our own beauty, our own love. What happens then is, when we're out in the world and the world is not, say, reflecting back to us peace or love, we can tap into that within us and bring that forward into the conversation, into the relationship, into whatever it is that is happening. And as we do that, we actually become a beneficial presence in that moment. And because everything is connected to everything else, we become a beneficial presence to the whole. Because what is done in one place ripples out like ripples on the pond. And so I thank each and every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be saying yes to that divine call within you, and to be bringing your own light and your own love and your own goodness, the goodness of spirit, into this world. Well, happy Easter, everybody. So the title of my talk today is capital S, Self Rising. And I'm talking about the symbolism of the Easter story, about Jesus rising out of that tomb resurrected, and I'm talking about spring and the celebration of spring and how both of those things apply to our lives and to us today. And so the symbolism of the Easter story is really the ultimate story of overcoming. It is overcoming that which seems impossible. So the story says that there was a man who rose out of a tomb transfigured. There is symbolism in there also that he rose out of the confinement of the human experience, that he rose out of a world of struggle, that he rose out of a realm of limitation into a realm that is limitless, a realm that is boundless, a realm of liberation and of eternality. And that symbolism of that story was also told through pagan traditions throughout eons of time, long before Jesus walked this planet. It was told in the story of spring and the celebration of spring. For the spring goddess of spring, her name is Oster or Estre, depending on what language, because all sorts of European languages have this story, so depending on the language that is spoken. So that word Esther, Ostre, is the goddess of renewal and rebirth. She is the goddess of rebirth after what appeared to be the death of winter. She is responsible for baby animals and for new flowers and for the growth of spring. Her symbol is the rabbit, to be pregnant with possibilities. So Oster is actually where the word Easter comes from. And so Oster was here to prove that winter, or any particular winter that we might be experiencing in our lives, will last forever. It never will continue on and on without ending. Instead, there will always be transformation. There's always the promise of new beginnings, of rebirth, and of the light coming forward. Oster is a reminder of that. And so today we have Easter bunnies, the bunny of Oster, and we have colored eggs, which they colored at the time of those pagan times, also colored them gold to represent the sun. And we take those Easter eggs and we hide them for children to find today in Easter egg hunts. You know, that is a reminder, those hidden eggs, that all those possibilities which we cannot see, which seem to be hidden from us, are never lost. That they are only temporarily hidden from our sight, waiting for us to discover them, waiting for us to find them. But it requires that we look for those hidden answers, that we look for those hidden solutions, that we look for possibly the way out that we can't yet see. So there is the celebration also of Jesus rising out of the tomb transfigured. He proved to us that he and we are more than our five senses perceive, that we are more than our eyes see, that we are more than our body, more than being merely human, that there is a great something within us that is of spirit, something that is eternal and more real and more everlasting than this human self who's walking around here on earth. His transfiguration and rising out of that tomb symbolically shows us that the world does not have power over that aspect of ourselves, that spirit, the spirit within us. And so Eric Butterworth said, "Easter is not a passport to another world. It is a quality of perception for this one. It is not just a day when we recall how Jesus rose from the dead. It is a time to take a new look at ourselves and contemplate the divinity within us, the depths of our own God potential. It is a time to reappraise the principle that makes all overcoming possible. To reappraise the principle that makes all overcoming possible." And so as human beings, we want to be able to overcome those challenges in our lives. We want to overcome those problems. We want to master the challenges that show up in our lives. We want to have faith and trust that we can master those challenges. We also want to discover and uncover our own innate potential, that which is hidden. We want to uncover the potential of spirit that lives within us, that which is boundless, that creative intelligence, the power, that innate power that is the power of the living spirit within us. And we also want Easter to be relevant to us. How does it apply to us? And so Eric Butterworth also said, "Jesus proved in the most dramatic manner that there is a depth within us beyond the human. We downgrade Jesus and the great demonstration when we think of the Easter happening as a miracle of God instead of a revelation of the depth potential within us. And so the resurrection wasn't just about a prophet who lived 2,000 years ago. It is also the story of me and the story of you. It also applies to us. Jesus was the great example rather than the great exception. Symbolically, he was showing us that we can overcome all obstacles, that there is nothing that can hold us down or that can hold us back from the full expression of who we are as spiritual beings. And we are able to overcome those obstacles in our lives through the recognition of the true nature of life. That life itself is boundless. That life itself is filled with an infinite potentiality. That life within us. That it is the very essence of creativity and of intelligence, of power, of good. So we overcome those obstacles and rise above what is seeming to hold us down or hold us back through a recognition of that truth. And a recognition of the truth of who we really are as spiritual beings and what we are as spiritual beings. When we see beyond the surface appearance, when we see beyond that sense perception of our five senses, recognizing that that sense perception, what we see, is only a partial view of reality. We're called to recognize that. We overcome those things that hold us down in our lives by recognizing the ultimate nature of life that is within us, that is innate to us. For the truth of God is the truth of us. And so Butterworth also said, we often say in the face of some limitation, well, that's life for you, but that is not life at all. It is but a small fraction of the life whose full potential has been frustrated. Life is God, and life is boundless. Looking at the empty tomb, the resurrected Jesus, and the great possibilities of life that they reveal for all of us, we could say and should say, that's life for you. Do you love that? That's life for you. Not being held down or back by this material world, but that spirit, that is what is real. And so recognizing that living spirit that is ever present, right where we are, enables us to know that the world is not the ultimate power, and that the world does not have ultimate power over us. So the problem really is just then that sometimes we think Easter is only about Jesus and that doesn't apply to us today, or that we think the physical world is the ultimate reality, or that we forget that there is a spiritual realm, a realm that is more real and more powerful than this material realm. Ernest Holmes, who is the founder of this philosophy, said, humankind does not face an eternal struggle against some external force that desires our downfall. The only struggle, the only battle, the only thing that needs to be overcome is our ignorance, our own lack of awareness and recognition of the beneficent power and creativity that is the source of all things. And so there's a story that says, there once was a king who received a gift of two magnificent falcons. They were peregrine falcons, the most beautiful birds he had ever seen. He gave the precious birds to his head falconer to be trained. Months passed, and one day the head falconer informed the king that though one of the falcons was flying majestically, soaring high in the sky, the other bird had not moved from its branch since the day it had arrived. The king summoned healers and sorcerers from all across the land to tend to the falcon. But no one could make the bird fly. He presented the task to a member of his court. But the next day, the king saw through the palace window that the bird had still not moved from its perch. Having tried everything else, the king thought to himself, maybe I need someone that is more familiar, maybe someone from the countryside. That person might be able to understand the nature of this problem. So he cried out to his court, go get a farmer. In the morning, the king was thrilled to see the falcon soaring high above the palace gardens. He said to his court, bring me the doer of this miracle. The king asked him. The court quickly located the farmer who came and stood before the king. The king asked him, how did you make the falcon fly? With his head bowed, the farmer said to the king, it was very easy, Your Highness. I simply cut the branch upon which he was standing. We are created to grow. We are created to unfold. We are created to master the things that come up in our lives. That's how we've been created, to master those things. We have come here to embody and own and experience our true nature, our spiritual nature, that which is boundless, that which is none other than the infinite potentiality of life, that which is none other than life, the very essence of life. We're here to experience that and to unfold that and to bring that forward in this world. We are here to actuate our potential. Hence, sometimes the branch that we are standing on gets cut off from beneath our feet. So when you find yourself in a tomb, in a dark place in your life that seems like there is no way out, life is inviting you to rise again. Life is inviting you to know that the material world need not confine you. It doesn't have that power over you. It is inviting you to rise up and to rediscover your own boundless nature. The boundless nature of your own spirit. You can roll away the stone. You roll away the stone with spiritual insight, with recognizing the truth. You know, in the story, it says that the angel rolled away the stone. Well, in the Bible, angels are representative of the light of God that is omnipresent, hence the wings, that intelligence, that wisdom, those higher insights that are omnipresent when we listen. Not to our ego, not to the voice of our human self, but when we listen to God within, the God of our own being. We remove that which blocks the light in our life by applying the truth in those moments. Oh yes, infinite potential lives within me. Oh yes, the power of God is right here in this moment. Oh yes, the intelligence of the cosmos that created this universe out of itself lives within me and can guide me and lead me and direct me in my life. That's how we remove the stones in our own lives. When we recognize the gifts of spirit that reside within us. Power and intelligence and wisdom and creativity and beauty and love and wholeness. When we recognize those gifts of the Spirit, that lifts us out of our fear. That lifts us out of our concern. And that lifts us out of our incomplete perceptions of our human perspective. Our ego perspective. And so that doesn't mean that you deny the things that are going on in your life. But what it does mean is that you allow yourself to see more. you allow yourself to rise up and look at things from a higher perspective, a spiritual perspective, so that you can see more. And so my invitation to you this week is to remember that you were created to rise above. You were created to conquer and to master and to overcome. That's what you were created to do. You are here to uncover and to discover who you are as an individuation of spirit. You're here to actuate that invisible realm here on this physical plane. To actuate that infinite boundlessness of life. You're here to, capital S, self rise above this world of limitation. And as a result, you will be rising out of any seeming darkness of any seeming tomb that you have going on in your life. Transformed and reborn and alive with your own potential, experiencing greater peace and greater freedom. And so I'd like to close with a last quote from Eric Butterworth. Life is not for dying, life is for living. Life is for growing and unfolding. For experiencing a deeper and deeper awareness of the isness of God and of God's perfect life. Anything you will ever be, you already are. The greatness of the infinite is already in you. Sleeping within you is a strong, capable, competent, dynamic person. The person you long to be. No matter what obstacle may beset you, there is a seed potential within you, like that of a giant man or woman who can conquer and overcome. And so it is. And so blessings to all of you on this path of discovery, of awakening to your own God potential, and of awakening to this beautiful life that we are living in spirit. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so how good it is to revel in this presence of spirit. This infinite one whose good pleasure it is to give us the kingdom. For I recognize that we are living in this kingdom now. For we are living in the presence of God, which is the presence of good. And so I recognize that that infinite one is everywhere present, expressing itself in and through and around and about and as everything that we see. For it is the all in all. It is life itself. It is beauty. It is glory. It is grace. It is magnificence. And it is always right where we are, always leading us and guiding us, speaking through our hearts, through our intuition, through that deep bones knowing, through that calm inner voice within us, that it leads us and guides us into our best life, into a life that is full and rich and satisfying, into a life where we share our gifts, where we share the things that bring us joy and make us feel happy and fulfilled and satisfied. For that is surely a sign of the presence of Spirit acting in us and through us. And so today we bring that light into the world in all of our activities, in all that we do, everywhere we go, for we walk in that Spirit in all that we do. We walk with that Spirit in all that we do. And that Spirit buoys us and reveals itself through us in a way that is healing, in a way that is loving, in a way that is transformative to ourselves and to all those that we touch. And so today, I just revel in that truth, knowing that anything that seems unlike that right now simply dissipates into the nothingness. For there is no law to support anything other than the truth of Spirit. And so I speak this word not just about us, but I speak this word about every single person on this planet, knowing that right where they are, that divine presence is. And that right now it is revealing itself within their hearts and their minds as the answer, the solution, the way forward, that it is unfolding itself in each and every person's life as the exact thing that they have been longing for. For we are already in the kingdom. I speak this word recognizing also that that same Spirit, the infinite presence, right now is expressing itself in every single world leader, in every single politician, in every single decision maker, as the absolute wisdom and intelligence of the cosmos, as the love, unconditional, as the truth of oneness, that it is leading and guiding their decisions and their actions right now. And so it is with a grateful heart that I release this prayer into that creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself everywhere now. And so in gratitude, we simply rest in this truth. And I invite you to join me in saying, and so it is. And so I have a couple of invitations for you. One is we are doing an outreach project the last Sunday of this month. Is there still a list on the back table of the items? There are lists on the back table of the items. The project that we're doing is we are doing a Mother's Day project for Sukasa, which is a shelter for battered women. They have requested items that are personal care items, shampoo and conditioner, and hair scrunchies, and all sorts of things. The list is on the back table. There is also a sign-up sheet. What we'd like you to do is sign your name next to the items that you are going to bring so that we don't end up with all of one of the same things. So that list. We're also going to do a second project that day that is going to be some sort of a beach cleanup, park cleanup. I'm going to look at a meditation garden this week that we might help them do some cleanup in the meditation garden in Signal Hill. So I'll let you know as that gets closer. For that Mother's Day project, we're also planning to do a Mother's Day card project that's going to go to an assisted living. So if you have free cards that you get in the mail, we invite you to bring those, maybe bring them in the next couple of weeks so we'll know how many cards we have also, and drop them off here. And then so we're going to get together that day. If you want to do a part of the gift project and part of the card project, we're going to meet at Chris Braunschweiger and Peggy Toole's house and put those bags together and do cards. And if you don't want to do that, you want to go do a cleanup, then you can do that day. We'll talk more about it as we get closer. We invite you to follow us on Facebook and to like the talks and stuff that come out, to share them. We invite you to check in on Meetup and say that you're coming. We are also on Instagram and on YouTube. The links are right here that you can follow them. Our Sunday talks are posted every Monday. They will land in your email box. We invite you to share those with friends also. And we have prayer support after church. There's a prayer box in the back if you'd like to fill out a prayer request. We will support you during the week. If you would like to sit down with a practitioner for prayer after service, they are also happy to do that. Raise practitioner. Barbara and David, will you raise your hand if you want to sit with a practitioner for prayer? So that's so I invite you to repeat after me. Good fills my life now.
Good fills my life now.
I step into it.
Step into it.
I own it.
I
celebrate it.
Celebrate it.
And so it is.
So it is.